What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today.
It is Thursday, November 17th, 2016. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday.
Why am I getting a replay?
We are.
Okay. We don't need a replay. I'm on the air. This is live. All right. So welcome to our show. It's Thursday, October 5th, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get right on into it. It's kind of interesting to see this sort of, if you will, combat developing between the Las Vegas police and the FBI. Because now even the Las Vegas police are saying there had to be multiple parties in that shooting from the Mandalay Bay into that concert. It was just impossible for this one guy to do it. And so you've got the chief of police out there saying, yeah, there had to be other parties. And you've got the FBI on this side saying, no, there was. There was nobody else. It was a crazed lone wolf. There's nobody else. You know, getting out the watch and trying to hypnotize him or just, you know, beating him up or something like that. But it's very obvious, you know, the FBI has been assigned a story to sell, and they're getting very nervous. Even the police department aren't buying it. Even Trey Gowdy isn't buying it. And it's almost a comedy to watch how the FBI is trying to just keep the narrative that it's just this one 64-year-old angry white male Christian that did all of this, especially in the face of the recordings that clearly show two different weapons firing at the same time. So as government cover-ups and staged psyops go, this one's already fallen apart. And it's very obvious that what happens in Las Vegas doesn't stay in Las Vegas anymore. Apparently, also according to the Las Vegas sheriff, Lombardo, he's saying at this point the assumption is he had help. And now they're looking at a mystery woman, not his girlfriend that he was seen with just before the shooting took place. They're trying to locate her. It's sort of like that girl in the polka dot dress that was seen with Sirhan just before Robert Kennedy was shot. And they put out an APB on her, and then the police turned around and basically browbeat anybody who'd seen the girl in the polka dot dress and said, no, there was no girl in the polka dot dress. There was just Sirhan. So this is already reeking of cover-up and from top to bottom here. Now, at this point, the FBI is saying there's no evidence at this point to say it was an act of domestic terrorism. I'm sure those people down there on the receiving end of the bullets were feeling very terrified, but I'm wondering what they're calling it, if it's not an act of domestic terrorism, just your everyday vanilla run-of-the-mill mass killing. Amazing here. Now, over at Breitbart, they're reporting on how CNN published a column yesterday written by Naz Modan, who is the editor of Muslim Girl magazine, and basically came on out and said, well, Las Vegas happened because America is silently accepting the rage of white men. And, you know, if there had been some ethnic minority up there in the Mandalay Bay, oh, the people would be much more upset and angry. Like I said, everybody grabs these things and tries to push their particular agenda with it, which right now, along with gun control, seems to be bashing white Christian males. But the reality is the reason people aren't feeling quite so angry about Las Vegas is they're doubting the official story. And by the way, I got a phone call from somebody I know who was in Las Vegas when this all went down. And this friend has been talking to everybody around there and doing a little on the ground legwork, digging on in. And the first piece of information, again, everybody who was actually at that concert venue is saying, yeah, shots were coming from multiple directions. Second piece of interesting information about the Mandalay Bay itself, there are security cameras in the hallways. My friend is saying Mandalay Bay is one of the most secure hotel casinos in Las Vegas, which is a town that's really paranoid about crime and so forth. So there were cameras. Where are the videos showing this guy bringing all the stuff into the room all by himself here? And finally, apparently, as part of their security, the Mandalay Bay has a system where if a window breaks, it sounds an alarm. So for our shooters to take those windows out or break them or shoot them out, it would have triggered immediately a security alert down in security. So something weird was going on there the whole time. Now, of course, everybody is out there saying, we must have more gun laws. You don't need guns. You don't need guns at all. Well, look at what's going on in Catalonia that shows you the problem with being disarmed civilians. Because the Catalonians are not allowed to have guns, and the Spanish police just came on in and literally stomped on them, stole the ballot boxes, and tried to prevent the free expression of a democratic move for independence. And the Catalonians could not fight back. All they could do is just sit there and bleed. And that's why the people have to have guns. That's why the Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment. So that when government gets too big for its britches, we can hold them back. So anybody who says the American people don't need to be armed, you just look at what's going on over in Catalonia, and that'll tell you precisely why we need to be armed. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Mike? You know, the United States of America, I want to talk about the stuff in Las Vegas, but Mike, the United States of America is like the EU. It's a joining of all, you know, all the states and controlling them through this little oligarchy, and like, they don't want any independent thought. You can see that by the, you know, Catalonians' independence. They don't want anybody to step outside of their power structure. They're oligarchy.
Of course. Of course. They just want to hang on to the power. They want to hang on to the people and go on taxing them and just having all kinds of fun with that money. And the globalists are trying to stop all of these independence referendums. And there's a bunch of them out there getting ready to happen because we're going in the wrong way. We're supposed to be welding all these places together into one giant human ranch where we can harvest at will for as much wealth and power as we want while we sit on the golden throne of planet Earth.
But isn't the joke the same people, the same exact, a minute later they'll say we're trying to bring democracy around the world while they're crushing the so-called democracy a minute before?
Look what happened in this country last year. I mean, you know, the United States government justifies their military interventions around the world by saying, we're bringing these people democracy. And then we find out our elections are just rigged, you know, 17 different ways left to right. That's not democracy. That's an illusion of democracy. And maybe that's what we're bringing to these other countries, because certainly it seems like the quality of life in all these countries the U.S. intervenes in goes way, way down following the intervention.
Bombocracy, Mike. Hillary Clinton, the Russians tried to interfere on our democracy. Her and Donna Brazile stole it from Bernie Sanders.
That's yes.
This is the kind of mentality these people got. They're garbage, Mike. Mike, they're garbage. They should be getting rid of. I'm sorry to say they got to get rid of, but they got to get rid of because, Mike, they're going to get rid of us. If you see the shooting in Las Vegas, that was aimed at supporters of you know, country music people. It was aimed at a specific group, Mike. That what people don't, there's going to be more, Mike, because these people are...
There
like,
already
like
has
said,
been. There's already has been. There was a shooting in Arizona. Remember, yesterday on the radio show, I said, I think we're going to start seeing more and more of these mass shootings until the liberals get their gun ban. This is just the beginning of a campaign.
It is the beginning, Mike. And, hey, Mike, did you see, I don't know if you watched anything with the Saudi Arabians landing in Moscow and doing the deals with the Russian government with nuclear, having some nuclear reactors built.
Yes.
In Saudi Arabia, and a lot of business deals with gas and oil. Mike, I'd say not even 10 years unless the petrodollar is dead. It's already dying, and it's dead.
Yes.
It's over here. And It's going to get worse. Mike, I keep saying this. It's going to get worse. I don't think it's ever going to get better, Mike. I think we're just
certainly not for this country. I mean, Maduro's already out there saying global oil trade ought to be in ruble and yuan right now. And, of course, that's an invitation to suffer a strange and suspicious death. But he's certainly right from an economic point of view. Right now, the U.S. dollar is very fragile. It's very unstable. They're trying as hard as they can to hide all the instant money creation coming out of the Federal Reserve. But at some point, it's going to appear. And we're already seeing, you know, the effects of inflation. They won't admit that we're seeing inflation in this country, but we can see it with our own eyes at the store. I mean, Claire and I went shopping yesterday, and it was just a stunner how much food prices have gone up just in the last week.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mike, it sucks. We can't do really anything about it, though. You know, like, we can do partially, like you are, trying to tell people what's going on, but it just sucks. You can't get out there just, I mean, some people want to strangle just to wake them up. You know, it seems like you're stuck in behind like a thick glass wall. You can bang on it and warn people, but you can't really reach out. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're in like a downward spiral down a toilet, Mike. It's just so obvious now, Mike.
Well, I don't agree with you. While I will not advocate for it, I'm getting a strong sense that there is a civil war coming to this country, and they may even be trying to start it on November 4th, a communist revolution. But unfortunately, as much as I would like to see this government simply collapse the way the Soviet Union did, the other reality is that we may reach a point where so many Americans are angry and desperate for change, nobody's going to be able to hold them back, not even me. And that's a reality that we have to take into consideration.
You know, Mike, I'm a Democrat. I voted for Trump. I'm not really a Democrat, though, but I lean partially for, like, some type of, you know, like, social security type of, you know, like, kind of partially, you know. But, like, if these people mess with me because I hate what they stand for, I'm going to kick them in the head till they're bloody on the ground. Because, like, I'm to that point, Mike.
Yeah, no, I understand. So are a lot of people. I'm hearing it. I'm getting emails from everybody saying that I'm an idiot for not calling for a revolution. But I'm trying to be practical here. If there's one thing the federal government really does well, it's kill people. And I don't want to see that here in the streets of America, because the wrong people are going to get killed and crippled in such an exercise. But again, it may be coming, and I can't stop it.
Yeah, but what they give, they can get back too, Mike. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Dustin. I definitely understand your anger, and I'm just seeing it all over the country right now. Let's go to Clinton, Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Clint, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Clint.
Here. Oh, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you now. I hear you now.
Okay. Have you seen any surveillance camera released yet?
No.
Vegas? Okay.
And now they're saying that the cameras that Paddock supposedly put up in the hallway weren't recording, so there's no video available from them. Convenient explanation.
Well, we don't care about his cameras, you know.
Sure we do.
I mean, yeah, it'd be nice. Well, sure, but, okay, you know, and I was just thinking back about all the other cases. Didn't they hold back surveillance video from a number of cameras from the collapse of the World Trade Center? They couldn't hold them all back, obviously. But I believe they suppressed a number of them underground, the national security. Got Oklahoma City and all those cameras that were held back. And then,
and they seized all the videos that showed the Pentagon on 9/11. They only allowed out this one set of very blurry photos to keep that pointless debate about was there a plane or not going. And anything that would have clearly shown what happened at that wall has never been released. It's still classified.
I think they counted up to 89 just on the exterior building alone.
Yes.
And not only that, another point I want to bring up was the the football player that his girlfriend, Ray Rice, I think his name was, they released that within a few hours, and that's all we got to see for the whole next week on TV.
Yeah.
And so this idea that they got no cameras, no, we would have seen snippets by now if they would have fit the official story. I highly question that he hauled one gun up to that room at all.
I think he was just incidental, like all those weapons dumped on the chairs, or like the handful of brass that was let go on the room. He's just part of the set dressing. And
Timothy McVeigh was.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. But again, like I said earlier before we went to air, I had a friend who was actually in Las Vegas when all of this stuff went down, and this friend went over to the Mandalay Bay and did a walk around and verified there are security cameras in the hallways. So there should be video.
Yeah, from the time he enters the building, even before then, when he goes from the parking lot, okay, I can verify this. I've been to Mandalay Bay many times. From the time he enters the parking lot through the lobby, through the lobby hallway, into the elevators, down the hallway to his room, he would have been in constant video surveillance under multiple dozens and dozens of cameras. And they have to preserve these because if there's a robbery, they would want to go back and look at people, you know, from the short period of time frame of people of interest, you know, for the crime. So
absolutely.
Yeah, of course they would catalog them. I got 100 movies on one thumb drive, so that story's ridiculous too. I think one of the things Dustin brought up, I think we are kind of in a civil war inside our government right now, and that's why the Vegas police are not getting along with the FBI because the FBI is trying to push a story, and Metro's not going along with it. We'll see who the good guys are. But one of the things about the Pentagon, the FBI confiscated all those videos on 9/11.
Yes.
And the FBI has hung on to them. Who was the director of the FBI when all this was going on?
Let's see. Boy, that's
Robert
reaching
Mueller.
Back a ways. Robert Mueller. Maybe
Robert
it makes
Mueller.
Sense. Would make sense. All right, well, listen, Clint.
He was appointed director of the FBI a week before 9/11, I believe. I'll
yeah,
let you go with
just,
that.
Just like the head of the FBI was changed on the very day Vince Foster was murdered. All right, let's see. We got a lot of people calling into the show here. Thank you, Clint. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to James in Atlanta. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, is there any video that shows the window actually being broken?
No, not at this time.
Well, the point
I mean, for one thing, it was dark when the incident went down, and the photos that we've all seen were taken the next morning after the sun came up.
Okay. My point was if they reenacted the crime, if they had a time-lapse video of the windows being broken, then they could see how long does it take to walk to the end of that big suite and knock out the other windows. And if it wasn't possible, that would mean that two people actually had to break them out side by side.
Well, absolutely, because those two windows are not in the same suite. The big suite wraps around the end of the hotel at the end of that triple arm, if you will. To get to where the other window was out, you literally have to leave the suite and go next door, open that door with a key card, and go on in. It's not a straight line, and there's no real reason for a single shooter to have two different windows open. So that right there tells us there was at least one other shooter. And now we've got the chief of police of Las Vegas and the sheriff of Las Vegas are out there saying, yeah, there had to be more than one, and the FBI is sweating bullets.
The other room doesn't have a
joint. No, it doesn't. We have to take a break now, and we'll be right back after these few words. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. And we're going to go right back to the telephones here to, I think it's Jamie in Charlotte. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, are you there?
Yes, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Well, good. Yes, good afternoon or morning where you are.
Okay, apparently your name is actually James.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Now, I just thought I'd let you know that YouTube has really been doing some house cleaning. I've come across about half a dozen videos so far that I had viewed that at least purported to have some evidence of multiple shooters at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, and they've all been removed. I'm sure there are probably quite a few others that I haven't come across yet. I was wanting to check also, have you heard about gunfire at least two other hotels during the shooting, the Bellagio and the Tropicana?
I've heard about reports of possible gunfire at three different hotels after the Mandalay Bay, and they went on lockdown and people were concerned, but none of these check out in terms of anybody finding any actual bullet holes. So it may have been somebody just set off some firecrackers and a cruel joke. Could have been cars backfiring. Again, somebody may have just gone down there with some firecrackers and said, everybody's on edge. Let's have some fun. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. The town can get very, very weird, as you know.
I've been trying to follow it up to see if it was actual gunfire. I haven't been able to verify it either.
No, I haven't either. Somebody just heard a loud noise, and because what was happening at the Mandalay Bay and the Route 91 concert was already all over the news. Everybody knew what was going on, and so they're all on edge, and a loud noise, and everybody panics and thinks there's another shooter out there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that was it. I just wanted to check with you. Thanks.
Okay. All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was tuning in to get the latest breaking news on the Vegas shooting. Is that caller James from Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah, it's James from Charlotte, North Carolina. There was a typo on the screen.
Okay, wow, I didn't know there was anyone else awake in Charlotte. you know, with these sensors that give off the alarm when the windows, the hotel windows are broken and suites,
mm-hmm.
if they're going to go through all the trouble to do that, wouldn't they have probably also have it set up to where there's a readout to which window it is so they could locate
it? Oh, yeah. It absolutely does. It's down with like all the smoke detectors and the fire alarms and everything. If a window breaks, it says which specific window it is.
So that would actually expedite the matter of locating a probable room where the shooting is coming from.
Absolutely.
Mike, I wanted to ask you a question though. Just for a moment, and I'll take it off air. The reply. Now, you think the best option is for, let's just wait for a collapse. And I kind of agree with you, but then the question arises, okay, well, who really is going to be in charge after the collapse? I mean, who's going to take over and start from scratch from what's left over? I mean, isn't it just basically going to be a bunch of criminals all over again?
Well, the model I like to use for this are the Russian republics. When the Soviet Union collapsed, all those corrupt people for the most part left. They even left the country. The oligarchs were kicked on out, and Putin formed a new government with young blood that was from kind of outside that old system, which is something that Trump should have done last January and failed to do. It's working a lot better. Now, there's always going to be corruption in every government. It's unavoidable. Politics and corruption go hand in glove. But it's a question about how much corruption there is. There's a tolerable level, and then there's an intolerable level. We're at the intolerable level. Anyway, Frank, we're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. I just had a question about Catalonia. If it was a good
yes.
or bad thing. I've had a hard time finding information on it, but my friend was telling me that basically, it was kind of the George Soros Antifa crowd that was actually supporting the Catalonian separation, you know. And so do you know how they stand on, like, immigration or if they're for the EU? Or, you know, it could be globalists trying to just hurt Spain and divide it, you know, so the EU would have more power.
Well, certainly the EU is going the other direction. They don't want Catalonia to break free. In fact, they're starting to issue threats about that. The globalists want everything glued together, and they don't need to worry about weakening Spain compared to Brussels, because Spain is one of the few EU member nations that really hasn't been standing up to Brussels. They've just sort of been going along with things.
Okay, yeah, because like the Scottish separation, I was just thinking, what's the point? Because some of those people were more globalist than, you know, the Brexit people. So it seemed kind of like a scheme that just kind of hurt these nation states to where they'd still be part of the EU and just, like, say, destroy England, you know, and or Great Britain and break it all up so that each little part can stand up to the EU. But it's hard to find information on it. I understand the financial, as far as Catalonia being a richer area and not wanting
yes.
to support it. But.
Well, that's why Franco grabbed it.
Right.
All right,
yeah,
well, we're going
to... The history, it goes way back, you know, to the King Isabella. It's kind of been an ongoing thing for like 1,000 years.
So. Yeah, yeah, they were... used to be their own country. They've got their own culture, their own language. And like I said, I have a friend who's from Catalonia, and we've been trading emails about what's going on. Anyway, I need to let you go. This is a very noisy phone line, and so we're going to let you go and get back here to some of the news here. Getting on back to the gun control debate, which is being pushed by the liberals here right now, and they're out there on the media saying that America leads the world in per capita ownership of guns, and that's why the United States is the murder capital of the world. Well, they're only half right. Yes, it is true. The U.S. has by far the highest per capita gun ownership in the world. For every 100 Americans, there are 90 guns. But the United States is not the murder capital of planet Earth. In fact, probably because of all those guns out there, the United States ranks 111th place in per capita murder rate. And again, look at the examples we're seeing in cities like Chicago that have very strict gun laws. The more guns are restricted, the higher the murder rate. And that also is true around the world. You go into those nations that are at the top of that list for murder rates, and you will find they all ban guns from the civilian population. So only the criminals have the guns and feel that they can use them with impunity. Now, as I mentioned to that caller earlier, there's been a shooting in Casa Grande, Arizona. Four people are dead. Interestingly enough, law enforcement is saying there is no active shooter. They have a person of interest in custody. No motive is known at this time. And I think this is the final push by the liberals to overturn the Second Amendment. And we're going to see more and more of these until finally everybody says, oh, save us from the evil white raging males with guns out there. Meanwhile, Julian Assange is out there commenting, saying almost all terror plots are created by the FBI as part of its business model. And again, you need to go back and look at all the hoaxes that have been played before, all the way back to COINTELPRO in the 1960s here. Now, a lot of people are very concerned about all this talk from Antifa, who, by the way, somebody leaked out George Soros' tax records. He gave them something like $1,400,000 to Antifa. But they're going around right now saying that, you know, there's going to be a big event on November 4th. They're actually shutting down highways and freeways and streets, and they're getting into ruckus and they're getting arrested. But everybody's saying, what's going on? Well, again, if they're anti-fascist, it means they're pro-communist, because communism and fascism are opposite ends of the economic policy spectrum. And so we're seeing articles like this one over at shtfplan.com saying what Antifa is planning for November 4th is an attempt to spark a communist revolution. And apparently they have a draft of a new constitution. They want to replace the constitution we have, and it's called the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America. So they're out there, and who knows what's going to go on there. Hillary Clinton is still out there on her book tour. I understand she's not quite come up to 500,000 books sold yet. They're already heavily discounted at the local bookstores around here. And apparently, it must be very frustrating for her because she's being protested by Trump supporters and Bernie Sanders supporters. They're double-teaming her about how she and Donna Brazile stole that nomination away from Bernie Sanders and how Hillary tried to steal the election from Donald Trump. And again, it's amazing to see the entire government and the corporate media still out there. Well, Russia did this and Russia did that. We don't have any proof, but we just know it. Miss Cleo looked into her crystal ball and told us Russia did all these horrible things. Well, what about what Hillary did that the previous head of the FBI said she committed these Title 18 violations, felonies? Oh, well, she didn't mean to do wrong, so we can't go after her. We'll wake up with a horse's head in our bed for heck out loud. Well, actually, half of them will. The other half will get the other end of the horse in their bed. That way you get more use out of the horse. We're going to go to the phones here. Yvonne in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Oh, okay, great. I just wanted to say about the shooter that I think he really, the profile of the shooter, everybody's saying, does he seem like a psychopath, whatnot. I think
Can you talk a little closer to the microphone because your phone line is breaking up here. I hear you now. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think he fits the profile of a patsy perfectly because he was gambling all the time, that's an addiction, you know, and people that gamble, whether they're very, very rich or very, very poor, they still get a rush off of making quick money. And even if he lost a little bit of money, let's say it was $50,000, that's still, you can get depressed. You can literally get depressed. You can get depressed just from losing $5. So the guy is like the perfect, perfect caricature of a patsy, where you would think that, you know, somebody could walk up to him and say, okay, you owe us $100,000, just do us a favor. And the way that they said those guns were laid out on the bed, I don't know if I'm getting the right information about that because I keep hearing so many stories. But lately they were saying, like, there were 30 guns laid out on a bed. Doesn't that sound like gun running? I mean, I don't know anything about that.
Well, it sounds like they're dressing the set here. And here's the problem I have. If you look at the photo of the room, there's two chairs pushed together, and there's a bunch of guns just dumped on them. Now, whether you're planning on using those guns or whether you're planning on selling them, you don't treat the guns that way. Because when you just put all these heavy metal objects together, they can scratch each other. They can knock sights out of alignment. If you talk about anybody who's a gun enthusiast or a gun dealer, they take very good care of those guns because, you know, their value really goes down if they're damaged. So I know a lot of people are trying to push this idea that he was a gun runner for the FBI. But first of all, we don't know how much this guy lost. The Mandalay Bay won't say. They won't say if they've given a number for his gambling activity, but they refuse to say whether it's wins or losses. Apparently, according to his brother, at one point he won $40,000 on a single pull of a slot machine. And by the way, yes, gambling's an addiction. So is alcohol. So is tobacco. So is marijuana. But there are a lot of people who manage their use of all of these. They don't let it get out of control. And in the case of Paddock, this appears to just have been something that he did as a hobby. And yes, he's going to enjoy it. It's going to be a thrill. But he doesn't fit the pattern of being out of control because he wasn't broke by any stretch of the imagination. If somebody walked up and tapped him on the shoulder and said, I need $100,000, he could have written that check. He had two single-engine airplanes. He was a multimillionaire. $100,000 to him is not a lot.
I didn't know that the guns were thrown together like that. I thought that they were. I thought they were laid out. But no, you're right. I don't. I didn't know that it was that way.
Do
you think there were multiple shooters? Because my husband's a gun enthusiast, and he's saying that no way that was one shooter. He totally believes it was multiple shooters.
Well, now you've got the chief of police of Las Vegas and the Las Vegas sheriff are now in agreement with him. They're saying this guy had to have help, and the FBI is out there saying, no, no, it's a crazed lone nut assassin. This formula's worked all the way back to 1963. Why isn't it working now? But again, there some of the videos that were taken during this incident, clearly you hear the sound of two different weapons with two different rates of fire going off at the same time. And again, why the second window if there's just one shooter? He's in a perfect position right where he is. He doesn't need that second window for anything.
Yeah, the whole thing is just makes no sense. And I'll hang up real quick, but I just wanted to say I had called last week, but I disconnected myself. But I was asking about China, and I did find on YouTube some guy, Peter Lavani or Lavoni, or I don't know, Trump hired him. He put out a Netflix 3 years ago movie about China, and he talks about everything that Trump talks about, you know, in the campaign trail, like how we're stripping our jobs overseas. But then he put out another thing on YouTube called Will We Go to War with China? And kind of interesting. I mean, it helped me a little bit just to understand things because I'm, you know, public school, right? So I don't know about geography and stuff like that. It was a little interesting. It gave different points of view on China, and I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting thing. I thought I'd share.
Well,
it with
the ultimate goal of the U.S. foreign policy right now is to find a way to wreck the Chinese yuan and the Russian ruble and bring the world back under the domination of the U.S. Federal Reserve note, return to Bretton Woods, because the U.S. economic system made a huge profit off of that Bretton Woods deal. And right now they need to restore that because we've allowed our manufacturing to decline, in part because the manufacturing's gone to China. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. So right now our country has become a one-crop nation, if you will, and that crop is financial services. But with the rest of the world dropping the dollar and going to the yuan and the ruble, that's why our economy is in such serious trouble. There's nothing else to hold it up. Okay?
Right. Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Mike. All right, I'll make one for other callers, but thanks.
All right, we're going to switch over to Terry in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, this morning I woke up and I said, hey, you know, I think my NRA membership's expired. I think I'll get online and renew it. So I got online and probed around the NRA site, and then I looked at some other sites about the NRA, and I found this one that said, the NRA gave more money to John McCain than any senator in the Senate. And I said, I don't think this is for me. So then I went over to Gun Owners of America and joined them. At first I asked the girl, I said, you give money to John McCain? And she says, just a minute. She went and asked somebody. She said, no, we supported his opposition last election. So I said, this is for me. Sign me up. And I found out that the dues is half of what the NRA's is. The NRA was 40 a year, and the Gun Owners of America was 20. So I think I made the right. I'm glad I stumbled across that website about John McCain, because I'm not a supporter of his or Lindsey Graham or any of the other globalist warmongers, you know. So I just thought I'd pass that on, and, you know, it's about it.
Well, you know, the NRA, pardon me, the NRA has come under criticism over the last several years because they'll take a strong stand against certain gun legislation. Then all of a sudden, at the last minute, they pull back and they sort of give way to the gun legislation. They're already out today with an announcement saying that bump stocks ought to be more heavily regulated. And, yeah, I agree with that. That idea, but at the same time, a lot of NRA supporters are viewing this as yet another betrayal in a long series of betrayals.
Exactly. Mike, okay. I'm just coming on. I didn't get you before, but did you talk about the fact that some guys were saying words that brass in that room, you know, where he was doing the shooting?
Yeah, there's a few rounds of expended brass on the floor. But it's like those guns dumped onto the chairs. It looks like set decoration rather than there should be a lot more brass there, given the volume of firing that we're hearing on the video. Now, if the majority of the firing was coming from that second room, which still has not been shown, then the brass would have been over there.
You mean on the fourth floor?
No. Remember, there's two broken out windows in two different rooms up there on the top floor, and we've only been shown photos of the window toward the end of that wing of the hotel. The other one, I haven't seen any photos of what that room looks like. And if the additional shooters were in there, there might be a lot more brass there. But frankly, that suite where Paddock was found, it strikes me as feeling like a movie set rather than a real crime scene.
Right. Like I say, I'm just coming on. Did you talk about anything about the fourth floor today?
The fourth floor is an open issue. There doesn't seem to be any photos showing a broken window down there. I went to the building plans. There isn't a air conditioning grill or anything there. People are still saying it was just a strobe light. It could also have been a reflection coming from a different source, which means we're looking in the wrong place. But it's an open issue.
Mike,
I got to let you go.
Music. I got to let you go because there's the music.
Yeah.
Talk to you next time.
There's
Bye.
The music. Talk to you next time.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's real?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the telephones here. Charles in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I've been listening with interest to a lot of the media coverage, and one question's come up in my mind that nobody's covered. People are talking, are there multiple shooters or if there's one shooter, and there is so many guns, and the number of guns has been bandied about. But if it's like any casino that I've run into, there's got to be cameras in the elevator, so there's got to be evidence of him carrying them up to the room or somebody helping him to carry them up to the room. And how he entered the casino would be through the underground or through the front door, so there's got to be, you know, this mystery should be solvable is my point.
Well, I got an email from somebody. Now, they didn't have a source, but they were just saying that they'd heard on some radio show that the Mandalay Bay, first of all, we know the Mandalay Bay has erased all the data on Paddock's room reservations. That's gone. And according to this email, and I stress that this is unconfirmed at this time, I can't find a confirmation on it, they're saying that the videos of that time period have also been erased.
Well, that would be convenient, wouldn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Because there would be evidence of him carrying all these weapons up there or not, or having help or not. So if they can't provide that, then they must be complicit. You can't guarantee it, but it sounds like they're complicit in this in some fashion.
Well, let's not forget the fact that there is a lot of organized crime that still have interests in Las Vegas, and the CIA has a long history of working with organized crime for certain things. They were using the mafia against the Nazis, against Fidel Castro, they're all buddy-buddy over there. And so it's entirely possible that the owners and managers of the Mandalay Bay were working along with this thing, and they would almost have to, because that's the only way they're going to be indemnified from all these negligence lawsuits that are probably already being cooked up in the minds of the survivors.
Yes, yeah. Another thing that came to mind is apparently he had a camera set up outside his room. Well, room service would see something unusual about that, I would assume, and deal with it, unless, of course, he had special status with the ownership anyway. There's just a lot of questions.
Well, he was a high roller. He was a high roller, and they may have just assumed that he wanted a little extra protection there. But, again, the household staff that went into his room right up to very early on the day of the shooting itself, they didn't see anything suspicious. It all had to come on in at the last second, including the camera. And by the way, they're saying that the camera was not recording. Paddock's camera was not recording. So we don't have anything from that.
Well, it would take a lot of work to bring those materials up, but he's not a young man, so it would have taken some time to do it. So I don't know. It's just another question. So thanks for giving me a little bit of an answer. So it sounds like the materials have been erased.
Well, like I said, I'm not able to confirm this email that says that the hotel's security has been erased. I'm still looking for it. We have to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.